The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast. We call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. It was a tough night on Sunday Night Football as the Chiefs lost 36-35 in Baltimore. And after the loss and flying home, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid joined the local Kansas City media for a Zoom conference call. And he had the opportunity to answer questions after watching the tape of this loss. Let's go to the Chiefs head coach. Here is Andy Reid.
All right, so listen, a little bit of what I said last night. When two good teams play each other, you can't, you know, these mistakes just get amplified and magnified and everything else. So it's we're sitting here with two turnovers at a crucial time of the game. We're sitting here with the missed tackles, more so in the first half than the second half, but enough there. And, you know, shedding blocks, fundamental things that we that were better than that when, but we've got to do it. And so getting the right mindset to do so. And I mentioned this last night, that's my responsibility as the head football coach. I've got to make sure that our team is playing better than what it is right now. And we'll get there. We've got the right chemistry in the locker room. We've got good players. And we've got to make sure that we step up our game. We've got a good Charger team coming in here that is explosive really on both sides of the ball. So we got to make sure that we take care of business. Anyways, with that, time cheers.
Let's go first to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned the tackling issues last night and this morning. How challenging is that to fix that on the fly when maybe you can't clang and bang necessarily like you were able to at training camp?
Well, listen, Pete, I thought we got better with it the second half. And that some of that's a mindset, not being so cautious, rallying to the ball, narrowing space for runners. Again, when you're being blocked, shedding and then wrapping up, those are all important things. And so, but some of it's a mindset that you just have to take care of. And so that's where we go with it.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Coach, this is not really a question specific to the Baltimore game, but just looking across the league, a lot of talk about the new taunting rule and how it's been enforced. I'm wondering what you thought from the early games and maybe if you had a conversation with guys. I know guys like to show their personality and have fun, but maybe you've had a conversation with them.
Yeah, listen, we explained to them the taunting rule. The officials were in. They talked about it to the guys during camp. So we're aware of it. And you've seen guys be a little more cautious with how they go about doing things when we score and so on. So I think, I think the officials done okay with it. I haven't seen anything in our games necessarily where they needed to throw a flag on either team. So there's a celebration, but it's always been for good plays. And I didn't think it was malicious towards one side or the other, from what I've seen.
Let's go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Andy, I have two questions for you. Just how do you think Orlando Brown played in his return to Baltimore? And then secondly, given some of the defensive issues you mentioned earlier, What was sort of the thought process in playing maybe Juan Thornhill less this Sunday versus obviously against the Browns?
Yeah, so listen, I think Orlando actually played very well going back there. He did a nice job. And then I think, listen, Juan and Dan, they do certain things the same and a couple things different, but it all kind of equals out. So, and Dan really has had he'd had the better camp and so on. So maybe a little bit more consistency there, but we love Juan and where he's coming, where he's getting himself back to where he was and his rookie year. And I don't want to take anything away from the effort that he's put forward to do that, but and they all get a chance to play. So I think, we'll just take it step by step here, and you can't have enough of those guys that they can play.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned last night the two runs on first down in the second half that went for losses that kind of led you getting into some third and long situations. And through the first couple of games, you're averaging just 3.3 yards per carry in the run game. Anything you can kind of put your finger on as far as how it's been a little bit difficult to get the run game going for you offensively?
Yeah, Matt, we've looked at that. And, there are a couple things we have to do. And I think the backs being used to the offensive line and what they're going to do in certain tight situations, I think, is important. I think the more they do it, it'll build confidence there. And, we'll hit it even a little bit quicker than what we're doing right now. But I would anticipate it getting better as we go on here. The losses were the thing that really probably hurt us, Matt. I mean, we had a little too much penetration on a couple of plays. And those put us in a bad situation now.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Coach, I know last night you were talking about Clyde's fumble near the end. You hadn't had a chance to really look at it. Did you go back and see it yet? Did he have the ball in the right protection, or was this kind of one of those plays? And then is he someone as a young player who you might need to kind of help confidence-wise after a play like that in a big spot?
Yeah, so listen, I mean, we're not putting the blame on anybody in particular. I mean, that's not how we roll. And things happen. I mean, that's the human element of the game. And he was working through the line of scrimmage with the ball. The thing he'll learn is, as opposed to possibly switching arms, just keep that thing tight, just cover it with two hands and roll. But he's not a fumbler. I mean, that's not his deal. And he'll be fine with it. I mean, I think all the players have a lot of trust in him and that. So, but he can learn. This is if we can learn from mistakes we made, then we're going to be a better team. And you got to grow together. And sometimes there's some highs or lows in this thing, and you got to work through it and strive to get yourself better as coaches and players. So
we've got two more. We'll go Seren and then Pete. Go ahead, Seren.
And Brad, I'll have a follow-up question if I could after this first one. Coach, just I know it's a work in progress with Chris Jones, moving out the defensive end, and it's a different world out there on the outside. How difficult is it for a guy who's always been thinking penetration to have that assignment to try to set the edge and the difficulties that go into having that mindset and physically being able to do it?
Yeah, I think, listen, these last two games here have been have been great for him. You're getting two of the best run teams going, so. And this one here, with the whole option element in it, you've really got to be disciplined with it. And when you set the edge, you can do it. And now, listen, I mean, he can do that. That's not – he's big and he's strong, and he just has to keep working the fundamentals full speed and going through it. And some of this is growing pains right now for him on a few plays. Now, listen, he made a few plays too, but that consistency ends up being important when you're out there. Next next level. These guys are at the linebacker level. You know, you're talking, excuse me, plus 4 yards there, and then you're talking another, if they get past the linebacker level to the next level. Now, you know, those are big hitters. So, it's important. You know, it's important that he keeps working it.
And then as far as closing out a game, I know offensively you guys have been so successful, but now it seems almost like on both sides of the ball, both teams now, no matter who it is, you're not only asked to go down and get a score if you're trailing, but you're also asked to get a score and leave nothing on the clock. How much has that evolved over time? Like that didn't used to be the thing, right? If you could get down the field and score, you know, they'd throw a parade for you. Now you don't just want to score, you want to leave nothing out there. How difficult is it to manage both those things that you're trying to do?
Yeah, well, listen, we've done well, and we take a lot of pride in that we finished games. We didn't do that this game. I mean, the bottom line is we didn't get that accomplished. And, you know, we tighten this thing up here a little bit and take care of the turnovers and take care of some of the things I mentioned on the defensive side. Then we become a better team. And there's going to be games where the offense carries the defense, and there are going to be times when the defense carries the offense, and our guys understand that. I mean, it just happens in this league. But when we're both playing together well, you know, we're tough to stop that way. So we've got to get that rolling here and do a better job. And for both sides to have the deficiencies that we had yesterday at key times, that's just, you know, I guess a good team, you're not going to come out on the side that you want to be on.
And we'll go last to Pete Gradhoff with the Kansas City Star. Go, Pete.
Coach, opponents have scored on all 8 trips to the red zone. Is that an area where you definitely can see improvement, one of those things you're going to be working on?
Yeah, so listen, I mean, Spags spent a lot of time in the offseason with that. We worked at a ton in camp, and we haven't had the results here. Yeah, we'll keep pounding that out until we get it right. And, you know, it's one of those things. Everything gets magnified when you're in the red zone, whether it's good or bad. And if you're not tackling in the field and it doesn't happen in the red zone, if you're not getting out blocks in the field, then it's going to get magnified in the red zone. Everything's a little bit faster, and everything gets – all your strengths and weaknesses get magnified. So you've got to – you know, you've got to make sure that you kind of get these fundamentals down and take care of it.